We're learning Masechtas Yevam Misnach Nevav and Beis. The Gemara says Amrav Amram starts at Nevav and Aleph in the very bottom. Ha Milsa Amal and Rav Sheshes told us this thing. And showed us he was Meir Naim that it's in the Mishnah. That what that Eishes Yisrael Shenensa. If you have a wife of a Yisrael, if a wife of Yisrael is Mezanah, she's Asul about Vasur Lebal Vasur Lebayil. If a wife of Yisrael was Nensa, she's Materis to the Baal. The wife of a Kayin was Nensa, she's also to the Kayin. If the wife of Yisrael was Nensa, Afish and Materis Labala, Pasul Lakuna, she's Psula Lakuna. Now she says that if the Baal dies, she would not be allowed to marry a Kayin. The Gemara brings the Raya from the Mishnah, and the Gemara is Deicha the Raya from the Mishnah. Now Taisa says that the Iga Chiddish, that Einis Ratzin, is not only by Eishes Ish. By other Rayas, there's no Chiddish by Einis Mudin Ratzin Inyam Sulikuna. That the Rav Am is mechadish, that by an Eishes Yisrael Shenensa, even though she's Materis Lamala, she's Psul Lakuna, Dim Sul Kuna, by Eishes Ish, Shezinsis, even by Enes, the Chiddish is only by Eishes Ish. By all of their rights, like the Mishnah's Mavur, that if any Isha was Nival to an Erva, or to a Chayve Lavin, or to a Chayve Lavin Lakuna, she becomes Pasul Lakuna, then there's no Chiddish that it's by Enes as well. And the Rishayna bring two Makaris that by other Psalm it's also possible by Enes. One is the Mishnah on Mesechtes Ksuvas Daf Yedalanam and Beis, the end of the first parak. Omer Rav Yesi, Maisa Petinaika Sacha Sheyardu Lamalas Mayim Menayim, Venenza, and she was Nenas. So the Mishnah says that in Rav Benayim Asim Lakuna, Reza Tinas Lakuna. That's what the discussion is, which she nivel to Apostle, live to Akasha, you go Basarayv, but you see that she was nivel to Apostle even though she was Nenas. She does become pasul. Now the makar, it's mentioned many times in Shas, like Suvas Tafkov Beis and others, the din of shivuya. The woman was captured by Gayim, she's a shivuya, so then she's asked to marry a Kayin, because maybe she was nenes from the Shavon. So that's only a shash of Einis, and still it would pasul lakuna. So the question is, what should be the chiluk? Why is it that in regard to Eishes Ish, it's a Chiddish, even though Rav Amram says that that's the halacha, even by Eishes Ish, but it's a Chiddish. The Gemara has a whole din with it. The Gemara brings the Raya from the Mishnah, the Gemara is Deichel the Raya from the Mishnah. But as opposed to any other psul that's by Eler, even by Einis, it's possible. Why Dafka by Eishes Ish is there a Havim in it to Mechalik as opposed to everything else? So, to answer this, we have to first find out, what is the makar that an Eishes Ish as Mizana is also to a Kayin? There's a Taisa in Naflam Heim and Aleph. This Gemara is brought in Naflam Heim and Aleph earlier. It's Meim Rav Amram, Meshem Rav Sheshes. And Taisa there discusses, where do we know that an Eishes Ish as Mizana is also to marry a Kayin? He brings a Rashi, which we don't have this Rashi. The Mashal there mentions we don't have this Rashi. That it's the same Limud that we know that if a Pasul is Bayil and Isha, she can't eat Shuma. It's Bas Kayin Kisil Ishzar. But the Gemara learns out later, in the 7th parak, Kevish Nivul of Sula Pasla. And that's talking about Shuma. But who Adin, Kosh Kain, she can't marry a Kayin. And the problem is, the Ria has a number of problems there with Rashi. Now, Bas Kayin Kisil Ishzar is talking about a Zar Etzla Miyakara, that she was always Aser, as opposed to an Ashes Isha that became Aser later. And he says, the reason why Ashes Isha is in Sula Lukuna is because it says three times in Nitma. It says one is for the Baal, and one is for the Baal, and one is for Truma. That by Truma, she's also to eat Truma. Now, the Nitma of Truma, of course, includes absolute to marry a Kayin. You could be possible to marry a Kayin and still could eat Truma, like a Grusha, but if you're possible even for Truma, so Kosh Kayin, you're also to marry a Kayin. So Taisus there says, V'hakimash mechsas am agamar. Because Agamara says, there's a chiddush in Eishes Yisrael Shenensa, Afa Pishim Materis Lebal Absulim Menakuna. And Taisa says like this, if it's from a Bas Kayin Kisil Ishzar Pshita, you can't be Mechalti in Einis and Ratzin. What's the difference? Every Bia, there's no difference between Tzana Einish. If a Bia passes, what's the difference if the Isha was by Einis or Beratzin? There's no chiluk, can't be a chiluk. But now that we know it's from Vinitma, so now there could be a chiluk, because v'nitma, it says, v'hi lo'in espasa. And Taisa says, so what do you mean? We know the Eishes Yisrael, there is no Tumah Ba'inus, V'hilay Nisvasa. If there's Nisvasa, she's Muteris. So Taisus explains, there's three V'nitmas, Echel the Baal, Echel the Baal, Echel the Truma. The one, the Baal, it says, V'hilay Nisvasa. And who within the Baal? Because the Issa Baal is telling him this about. So therefore, the Issa Baal also, you wouldn't have V'hilaynis. Mashenge, the one, the Truma, doesn't say V'hilay Nisvasa. So V'hushtei, the Eishes Ish, that's Mezana, is asa to marry a kain, or asa tichuma, from Vinitma. That's what it says, that Vinitma teaches you that. And that's what explained the Havamina. So Mela, very good. If you don't have the din of Kisiyah Lish Zar, by Eishes Ish, we'll have to see, it's a sigulator, and Nav Samaches, how do you know Chayv Elavin, how do you know Chayv Krisus, but if they all don't apply to Eishes Ish. So the only thing we have left is Vinitma. So that's a good Havamina. Vinitma maybe means Dafka, V'ilay Nisvasa, by Nisvasa, it's Muteris. And so that's a Chiddush, that no, that Lagabi Din Labaila, there there's a Din Ainis by Eishes Yisrael, is Muter. Mashenkin the Din Psul Kahuna, even by Eishes Yisrael, the V'nirman that teaches you Psul Chuma, which will also teach you Psul Kuna, doesn't need V'ilay Nisvasa. That's a Chiddush. So that's Pshat number one in the Sugya, to answer the Kasha we asked. The Kasha was, Taisus says that Lagami, any other Bia HaPisalas is Isha Minakuna. Any Bias Isser Pasals Isha Minakuna. And Taisus says there's no Chiddush that a Bia which is a Bia Isaris Pasals Isha Minakuna. It's not left after Bia Isaris, or so a Bia Scholom, and a Bia Nidanat, whatever the case is. We'll get to it in the Sugya in the 7th Ferek. But all that's even Ba'inus. So why punked by Ishis Ish would you think that there's Dafka Biratsanab Ba'inus? The Torah says all the psukim don't apply to Eishes Ish. The only makar we have in Eishes Ish is pasul, is v'nitma. And v'nitma could be v'hilay nisvasa teaches you it's not by einus by Eishes Yisrael. Kamash Milan, that's the v'nitma for Baal and for Baal. The nitma for Truma is even by einus. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. That's the first malach. But that's all the shita siri. That it's from v'nitma. But the shita, what he brings from Rashi, Taizvos talks about him in Mendalim and Beis. That he says it's a din zayna. And he says the din zayin is learned from Gesilish Zar. Not Mamashah was Sugya. But if that's true, so if it has the same dinim as other psulim, has a din of Gesilish Zar, so Mamela, why would we think by all of the psulim we say that's who would din by innocent? There's Rayas from the Mishnah in Ksuvis, about the Tinaika Sheyard Lamalas Mayim and Ayin, and from the din of Shvuya. So why would we think Eishes Ish is different? So the Taisa Bein Peretz says that the Havana was that the Torah is matter to the Baal, that means that the Bia is command the lesser, and therefore it should also be mutter to Kahuna. Which I think he means that it's a special heter. Be'etzim, the Bia Eishes Ish has a tumah, and it should make a tumah to the Baal. That is a special heter of Hilay Nisbasa. The Hilay Nisbasa tells you that the Einis, Eishes Ish, doesn't have a shame bia, doesn't make a tumah. So we would think, migui, it doesn't work for Saita, it doesn't work for Kun either. Even though Kun is not lunar from the Nimma, even though Kun is a ganza under a din. But once we say, legabe Saita, that a bia also should pass them, but Einis doesn't work. So the pshad is, the Torah said that a bia's Einis doesn't have a din bia, it's command the lesser, says Rebbeinu Peretz. That's the vart. So I bezai, what about Lagabi Kuna? Once we say it's Psamigli, Migli, it's command the less Indian Saita, who within it's command the less Indian Toma? Kamash Malanav Amram, then it's not. Now, Malamar Kamat says the same thing. We're going to get to it soon in the Shiv. The Malamar holds that the Tula Shinus of Rabbah that says Aishas Kayin Shenensa, we'll have later in the Gemara Tula Shinus of Rabbah, whether Aishas Kayin Shenensa, you like it Mishum Zaina, or just Mishum Toma. But the Baal Amar holds it's Dafke Eishes Kain. The Eishes Yisrael doesn't have a Din Zayin and doesn't have a Din Tuma. And he's arguing with Avraham. Avraham says Eishes Yisrael, and Avraham says Dafke Eishes Kain. We'll get to that soon. But he writes that Rabbah holds it's Dafke Eishes Kain, but Eishes Yisrael Shenensa doesn't have a Din. He says Al Karkli Paul Rabbah Elav Eishes Yisrael Mitoich Shehetira Lebailo Avashar Kavi Krisus Chalniv Lepasala. Maybe the fill of bainus and it means the rain from the Gemara in Ksuvis, like we brought. But he says this lashem mitayich shetir lebala. What's it say? It's like this svar of Rebbeinu Peretz. And even the Raiv and the Ramban who argue, they hold that Rabbah does not argue in Avraham. Rabbi just said Eishes Kain. Who did Eishes Yisrael? Like we'll explain. But it sounds like, particularly from the Rabban, they also agreed to this that this is the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that we don't say Migui. So these are the two Mahalchim, what Rav Amram's Chiddush is and why it's specifically a Chiddush by Eishes Ish. We have Taisus and Laman Hayes Mahalach, that Eishes Ish doesn't have the regular Dim Sulei Kuna. It's not a Zar Etzlim Yikara. See, B'yesedi, a little bit, it's a Sigya later. It could be there's two ways to ask it. You can ask it because it's a Zar Etzlim Yikara, it's a Chayvei Lav, and there's no Nisuin for him. But that has to be Zar Etzlim Yikara, like Magzik Rishase doesn't have that Dim. Or you can ask it, like Chayvei Krisus, that's the next Gemara of Mishi Eishlai Amanus V'Gerishin. That's you can see Amanu Grushin Mishi Eishlai Amanus V'Gerishin. That if there's no Tvisus Kedushin, so that alone also makes the psul. So there, maybe Eishes Ish doesn't have that, because if the Baal be Megarisha, then you wouldn't have Tvisus Kedushin. It's not Be'etzim. It's Be'mikra, because she's married to somebody. So if you don't have these psulim Mechlau, all you have is V'nitma. So for Shteitzeth, there's a Chiddush. The Vinitma, the third Vinitma by Eishes Yisrael, does that need the Hilay Nisbasa? Chiddush says it doesn't. That Vinitma is even by Einus. That's the Mahalach of Taisus and Laman Hay. But the Mahalach of other Rishayim, that there is a psul of Kisiel Ish Zar, or Kisiel Manu Grusha by Eishes Ish, it has the regular Dinim psul, and you see by the other Dinim psul, there's no Chiddush of Einus. Why should there be a Chiddush of Einus by Eishes Ish? So then we have the Rabbeinu Peretz, which the Baal Amar is also saying, that Ein Echanami, usually you don't need Einus, but by Eishes Yisrael, there's like a special heter of Einus, special afkah of Einus. And Meli, you think that afkah would work for Kahuna Kamashla and that it doesn't. And now I want to talk and go into the Gemara later, the Gemara, the Tula Shainis of Rabbi and the Machlekes Baal Amar and Ramban. The Gemara is Tula Shainis of Rabbi, specifically by Eishes Kain, that the first lashon is Eishes Kain Shenensa Malo Leikala Mishum Zaina. And the Gemara explains also Mishum Tumma. There's a live of Zaina Leikachu. There's a live of Achrei Asher Tumma by any Saita which was Nivala. They have a live of Achrei Asher Tumma. And according to the first lashon is Eishes Kain Shenensa has both live. Lafuka Reb Zeri said maybe they only have an Asay. Because really you have a Hilay Nisvasa. But since it says Vihi, and that teaches you a miut, that only an Eishes Yisrael has a tie of Leinus Vasa, she's not Nenas. And Nenas is Mutter. But a Kayan, Eishes Kayan, doesn't have that tonight. So maybe all you have is the Asay of the Nitma. And Rambam says, no. Really, even Einus would be Bechlal. The Torah was Maitzi Eishes Yisrael Bechlal, Eishes Kayan is Kede Kayma Kayma. So the Baal Amar says this, these Lashans, Pirish, Upliga Arav Amram Amrav Sheshes. And he says, Ulechayra Aflish Nakama Pliga. He says, what's his raya that they argue? Because Rabba only said Eishes Kain Shenensa. Rav Amram was Mechadish, Eishes Yisrael Shenensa is Psul Lukuna. And Rabba said Eishes Kain Shenensa Baal Leikim Mishum Zayna. And then he said Mishum Tuma. So he says, the argument of Amram, and he says, L'chayra, even the Lishna Kama argues. What's the L'chayra? I think it means like this. And the Lishna Bashta that says that Eishes Kain has Tuma, that's clear, Yisrael doesn't. Then he holds his pashit. But the Lishna Kama said that Eishes Kayin has Zayna. So maybe by Zayna it is a chilik that Eishes Kayin becomes a Zayna, by Einus, Eishes Yisrael doesn't become a Zayna. But Lagabi Tumma, maybe the Lashem Rishon would hold who would in Eishes Yisrael. That's it sad that the Lashem Rishon could stay with the Ramra. The Lashon Sheni that says Tumah by Eishes Kain, nice things with that, Eishes Yisrael, there's no Tumah B'chlal. That's not like a Rambam clearly. But the Lashon Rishon says it's Zayna by Eishes Kain. So maybe there's no Zayna by Eishes Yisrael. But maybe there's Tumah by Eishes Yisrael. But he says the Chayri argues on that, because why should it be Chalvin Zayna and Tumah? If by Zayna, Lamaisi holds it by Zayna, and Eishes Kain does have a Din Zayna. Why should Eishes Yisrael not? Elamai, Eishes Yisrael, you do have the migli, so the migli should apply to tumah as well. That's how the Baal Amar learns. But the Raivin and the Asagis on the Baal Amar, and the Ramban and Lachamis, they argue in the Baal Amar. They said their Amis is Eishes Kain. It means Eishes Yisrael also. He's not trying to explain this halacha of Eishes Kain and Eishes Yisrael. So the Mashal, the Lashon that says Baal Aloike Lemishum Tumah has to be tumah and Eishes Kain, because if the husband is like Mishum Tumah, that's only if the husband is a Kayin. If it's a Eishes Yisrael, said by Einus, you don't have a Malkus of Tumah. You want to say by Kayin, you have a Malkus of Tumma, so you have to say Be'eshes Kayin. So then we go on to the Malkus of Tumma, which is to the husband. The husband gets the Malkus, no one else gets the Malkus. So you want to talk about the husband getting Malkus of Tumma, the husband has to be a Kayin in order to get the husband to get the Malkus of Tumma. And even the Lashon of Zayna, even though you could say a Chiddush by other Kehanim, but the Gemara says the Chiddush of the Baal. And the Baal is only negated to Eishes Kayin. But maybe Ein Echinami. The Psul of Zayna, according to the first Lashon, and the Psul of Tumma, which is not the Lav to the Baal, but that's Stam the Din Psul Tumma that everyone has, maybe it's also even the Eishes Yisrael. Rabbi didn't address that. He didn't say what's the Din Eishes Yisrael. But you wonder why he said Eishes Kayin? Because the Din Baal Aloikal of Eishes Tumma is only negated to Eishes Kayin. And even by Eishes, even by Zayna, you want to say the Baal is like Mishum Zayna, so she has to be an Eishes Kayin. And it brings a Raya, because the Rif passes like a Rambam, he also passes like Rambam, like the Lashon Sheni of Rambam. But Eishes, the Rif holds the Shnimis. Now the Taisa Rosh points out that Lechaira, it's totally a little bit in the Taich of the Gemara. The Taisa Rosh holds that the way Rashi Taiches the Gemara, state da vidabal amar. Because what did the Gemara say? The Gemara, Rabbi explained why Leikim Mishum Zayna in the first Lashon, Leikim Mishum Tum in the second Lashon, he said, Akol Hoye Bechlau Zayna. Kishapar Lech Akasab, Neish Eish Yisrael, Vilay Nisbasam, Asura Nisbasam Materis, Mechal Eish Yiskayin, Kedekayim Akayim. What does it mean, Akol Hoye Bechlau Zayna? Kishapar Lech Akasab, Gabay Eish Yisrael, Vilay Nisbasam, Hanisbasam Materis, Mechal Eish Yiskayin, Kedekayim Akayim. What does the words mean? So Rashi explains, Hakol Yibichal Zayna means any Eishes Ish that's Mizana, Bein Ba'inis Bein Beratzin is Bichal Zayna Layikachu, Sharikul Nivlu Bilis Nus. So we start the Chumash. We don't yet see the word Vihilay Nisbasa, we just see the Pasuk of Zayna. Zayna means anyone who's Mizana Tachas Baila, Bein Ba'inis Bein Beratzin. For Haitzi Lach HaKasa of Eishes Yisrael Anusim in Aklal, Avalashis Kayin Kedekayim Makayimah. So Eishes Yisrael is taken away from the klal of Zayna, and Eishes Kayin is Kedekayim Akayimah. Because Dr. Taisa Rosh, you see Rashi holds like the Baal Amar, that Rabbah holds that Eishes Yisrael is Maitzim in the klal of Zayna, because it says V'hilay Nisvasa. Eishes Kayin is Kedekayim Akayimah. Rav Amram says even Eishes Yisrael is not Maitzim from the klal of Zayna. Eishes Yisrael is Materis Labayla. That has nothing to do with Kayin. But Rab is saying clearly that from the klal of Zayna, Eishes Yisrael is Maitzi from the klal of Zayna. So Taisa Rosh says, Rashi holds, like the Baal Amar, it doesn't mean the words of the Baal Amar, but Rashi holds that Rab has arguing on the Rambam. What's the Taisha the Gemara like the Ramban? If you want Rab with the Shtim of Rambam, how would you Taisha the Gemara? So Taisa Rosh says, Hakol Yibichal Zayna means, and we go on to the Isser of Zayna, there's no Chilak Anis and Ratzah. That's what it means. It doesn't mean there's no chiluk between Eishes Kayin and Eishes Yisrael. It means there's no chiluk of Zayin and Ratzah. Kishapar Lach HaKasav, V'hilay Nisbasa, means, in regard to Zayinah, there's no chiluk of Eishes and Ratzah. Kishapar Lach HaKasav, V'hilay Nisbasa means, in regard to the Din, Saita, there is a chiluk of Eishes and Ratzah, specifically by Eishes Kayin, by Eishes Yisrael, not by Eishes Kayin. Mashenken, in regard to the laws of Zayinah, Hakol Hayibachal Zayna. The healing response is not going on Zayna. So Rashi it says Hakol Hayibachal Zayna means an Eishes Yisrael was Bachal Zayna. So Rabbi is saying the healing response is Maitzi and Eishes Yisrael Michal Zayna. That's not like Rav Amram. Rav Amram's Eishes Yisrael has the same din as Eishes Kayin Lagabi the Psul Kuna. According to Ramban, you have to say Hakol Hayibachal Zayna means Einis and Ratzin are both Bachal Zayna. Lagabi Tumit is the din of the healing response of the Eishes Yisrael. But Lagabe Zayna, that doesn't apply. So these are the two Mahalchim. If Rab is Dafke Eishes Kayin, and the Eishes Yisrael he holds is Mutala Kayin, and that's the Baal Amar, says, are you going to well, no. Rab is talking about Eishes Kayin to teach you a din that's not only Asay Vidim, but you have a Malkus of Zayna, or a Malkus of Zuma of Eishes Kayin. But who a din, if it's an Eishes Yisrael, if she ever marries a Kayin like the Eishes Yisrael dies, right, you'll have the same din, the Malkus of Zayin and the Malkus of Tumah. Now, according to the Lashon Sheni, the Lashon Rishon says, Yilaykim Mishum Zayinah. The Lashon Sheni says you're not like a Mishum Zana, only Mishum Tumah. What's the story of the Lashon Sheni? Why does the Lashon Sheni say you like a Mishum Tumah and not Mishum Zana? So they're two Mahalchim, and it's a Machlekes Rishayna. If the Lashon Sheni that says you're not like a Mishum Zana, is that Dafka and Eishes Ishin Ensa? Or how about all other Chayvi Krisis that were Nensu? All other Bias that were make her a Zayna that was Ba'inus? Is it Dafka Eishes Ish? Because here you have the Svara of the Beinu Peretz and the Baal Amar, they have the Migui. So Kumbes Lashon Sheni holds like this, that this Cheshbin, that Vehiloi Vesvasa, should be Memayit Mikol V'Koyel, and even an Eishes Kayin, should have the head of Hilay Nisvasa. Reb Zeir was claiming that you're working Gansim for the lot. It's just half an assay. Rabbi in the first Lashon holds, no. Eishes Kayin doesn't have any head of Hilay Nisvasa. It's Kedekayim HaKayimah. Both Lagabi the Lav of Zayna and Lagabi the Lav of Tumah. Vashenk and Rabbi in the second Lashon is Mechalik. The Negei of the Lav of Tumah, the Hilay Nisvasa is going on Tumah. By Tumah there's a cloud. By Eishes Yisrael, there's no Tumah by Einus. And a Kayin has Tumah. So who within the love of Tumah is Kedekayim Mekayimah? Nashenkein Zayna. By Zayna, we're going to say that since the Torah said by Eishes Yisrael that by Einus is no Tumah. So even though by Kayin it said there is Tumah, that's only Tumah. But Lagabe Zayna, which is implied from the fact there's no Tumah, Vaisis is not a Bia. And Vaisis no Zayna, that would apply even by Kayin. So I mean, there's a chilek between Zayna and Tumah. Or do we say that the Pshat in the second Lashon is that for Zayna, Bechlav doesn't work by Einus. There's no din Zayna by Einus, Lagabe anything. That's how the Ramban and Melchames learns, like the second side. The Ramban holds, and this whole Migui Svara shouldn't apply to Zayna altogether, even in the first Lashon. If you're going to say there's a din Zayna by Einus, that would apply to Eishes as well. By Tumah, even the Tumah of Kisi Elish Zar, Chalolus, whatever it is, they will say in Migui. Migui, there's no din Tumah for the Eishes Ish. Who are then? There's no din Tumah for the Kayin. Mashenkin, Zayna, Zayna is a different thing. Zayna, this doesn't pass any Migui like Abbe Zayna. That's what their man holds. So now their man holds, you know what the Machlaikis of Tula Shainis are? It's a Machlaikis in the Issa Lav of Zayna. The Lav of Zayna, is it only said when there's Nus that made her a Zayna happen by Ratzin or even by Inus? Nothing to do with Eishes Ish. The first Lashon holds that Zayna is even by Inus. And the second Lashon holds, no, Zayna is Dafka by Ratzin. And both Lashonis hold that even though in Eishes Yisrael there's a Tanai and a Hilay Nisvasa, but Eishes Kayin, the Gabi of Psul Tumah, there's no Tanai, not for the Asay, not for the Lav. But Zayna is not totally in that, whether there's Eishes Yisrael. Zayna is an Issus Dam. That's what he's saying from the Taizir Rasha. Kol Hayim B'chal Zayna doesn't mean that Eishes Yisrael doesn't get a Din Zayna. No difference to Eishes Yisrael anything else. It means that Eishes Yisrael for Tumah has a Din of Hilay Nisvasa. But Zayna is Kedekayim Mekayim. That's how the Ramban learns. So the Fi the Ramban, Kumdais, the Rif Paskins, like we said, the Rif Paskins like Rav Amram, that Eishes Yisrael has a Psul Kuna, even Eishes Yisrael Shenensa. But the Rif Paskins like the second Lashon of Rava, that Malkus is only a Malkus of Tumah. So the Ramban is Masvir. So Kumdais Halacha Lamaisa, according to the Rif, there is no Din Zayna by Ratzin, by any type of Zayna. Someone is Bayal Arayis, Ba'inis, she doesn't become a Zayna. She has to have Ratzin. She does become Pasul Lakuna, that we said over. The Mishnah and Ksuvah, Stafid Alan, the Din of Shvuya, that's Askisi Elizar. But the Lav of Zayna in the second Lashon is, Dafka Baratzin, period. That's how the Ramban learns the Sugya. So the Tula Shainis, the Rav is arguing a very Seder to Gazach, not Mamish Negei to the Sugya of Eishes Ish, where the Zayna is only when she's Mizana Baratzin or even Vainis. And either way, by Eishes Kayin, there's Tumah even for the Lav, and according to the first Lashon, the Zayna also. But the Chiddush, that this Tumah, is that you don't say, the Hilay Nisvasa makes that there's no Tumah, no, Eishes Kayin Kedekayim Mekayim. The Advas is even a bigger Chiddush, he says, even according to the Lishna Kama, there's no Zayna by Einus, It's dafka by Ratzin. It's only Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish is somehow more chomer, and that would have a din zayna, even by Einus. Rashi is also mashma. It's a bezunder din in Eishes Ish, because he says that Hakol Hayy Bechal Zayna Kol Mivolis Takas Baleim Beim Einus Ratz Bechal Zayna Likachu Shekul Nivlu Bilas Nus. I don't. Not so sure. But the Ritva says that. But the Rambam in Hilchos Isuri Bia Perikin Chesalach Avav says that the life of Zayin is even minus. So the Magid Mishnah, who apparently learned like the Ramban, he says, because of that, that the Rambam passes like the Lishna Kama of Rabba. That's why he says that a Zayin is only minus. Like the Lishna Bas of Rabba, Zayin B'chol Terekul is only Beratzin. The Rambam that says that Zayin is even minus is like the Lishna Kama of Rabba. Problem is, the Rambam is not so much like the Lishna Kama of Rabba. The Rambam, that's Halach Avav. The Rambam Halach Zayin says, Eishes kayin shenensa ba'al loikale mishum tumma. Shenem alichu ba'al arishayin. It brings the whole Lashon Sheni. So the Magen Mishnah is nidchak a little, because the Ram says at the end, aval eishes kayin bi surah imedis, sharehi zayna. When he brings the end of the Gemara, v'kayim v'kayim bi surah imedis, he says sharehi zayna. He starts up with loikale mishum tumma, and he says, because the Torah only said, by eishes yisrael vila nispasa, eishes kayin bi surah imedis, sharehi zayna. So he ends up with zayna. So the Magen Mishnah is nitchak a little bit. He says that maybe the Rambam wasn't so medactic. The point really of the Rambam is not Tumah. Anyway, has a problem with Tumah. It's life shabaklalis. The Kitzer, that's how he names on. But all this is like the Ramban's pshat. Now the truth is the Rashba also holds that way. The Mishnah Lamelech in the beginning of the Perek, Helchus Yisur Bei, Perek Ches Halach Beis, brings a Tshuvah Sarajba that says also like the Ramban, that according to Lashon Sheni, there is no psul Zayna by Einus. The Chlish Rashi also says it later on Naf Samaches. The Mishnah Lamelech says, "What do you mean? How could there be no psul zayin of ayin respecting the Mishnah Lamelech? What about the Mishnah Tanaikas Sheyodil Malas Mayim and Ayin and Ksuvis? And what about the Din of Shvuya?" So the Achreinim, the Karen over here, and the Shari Melech on the Mishnah Lamelech, and other Achreinim say he didn't see the Melchamis. The Melchamis is Mechalatim the psul zayin, which that is only Beratzin, and Stam psul kuna. From Kisil Nizar, and that's Leishna Einis, Leishna Ratzin. But the Baal Amar holds that the Tula Shainis of the Gemara is not discussing whether Zayna itself is Baratzin or Bainis. Zayna Avad is even Bainis. It's Davka because she's an Ashes Ish, and she's an Ashes, and you have a Din Vihila in the Spasa, the Ashes Ish, and there Ram is Mechadish to you, the Ashes Kain, it doesn't apply. Because Eishes Kayin ke dekayim mekayima. But Rabbah holds that Eishes Yisrael does apply. And if Amram says even more, even Eishes Yisrael, it's only a heter to Baal Etz Yisrael. But Lagabi Kayin, even Eishes Yisrael, it doesn't apply. So the Baal Amar is learning that Avada Zayna is Ba'inus. By Eishes Ish, where you have a heter of Hila Nisbasa, that applies to Zayna. Even by Eishes Kayin. Emel is only Tumah. So according to this Baal Amar, you don't say the Rambam passing like the first Lashon. You say the Rambam passing the second Lashon. Every other Chayvei Krisus, every other Din, every other Bia Zayna is Bein Bainis, Bein Beratzin. By Eishes Ish, there's a Bezunder Din, that all you have is Tumah. So the Minchas Tinuch, the Mitzvah Eish Sam Vav is Marin Chabad. He says he's Tumah Halchim in the Rambam. If the Rambam holds like the Ramban, the Chatting Wars like the Ramban, you have to say passing like the first Lashon, that Zayin is even by Einus. But if the Rambam would hold like the Baal Amar, so you could pass him like the second Lashon, regular Zayin is by Einus, but Eishes Ish, all you have is Tumah, not Zayin.